From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin orders the withdrawal of Russian forces from Syria. That's the word from Russian state media, which quoted him as telling Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that the tasks assigned to the defense ministry in Syria have been fulfilled. The Kremlin's website quoted Putin as saying, as telling rather Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in a phone conversation, that he had agreed to withdraw the main part of the Russian Air Force contingent currently operating in Syria. Syrian peace talks have resumed with a warning from UN Special Envoy on Syria, Stefan de Mistura, that spoilers will try to torpedo the negotiations. Lisa Schlein reports.
Syria's warring parties refuse to talk face-to-face, so UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura will be shuttling between delegations in so-called proximity talks. He says this will not hamper his efforts to discuss substantive issues with the government and opposition delegations. He says the talks will focus on new ways to govern Syria, a new constitution, and what he calls the mother of all issues, plans to elect a transitional government in the next 18 months. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A U.S. citizen who joined the Islamic State group surrendered to Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq. A picture of the suspect's Virginia driver's license identifies him as Mohammed Jamal Kawis. He was captured Monday near the town of Sinjar. Officials in Ivory Coast say 21 people were killed Sunday in an attack by jihadist militants on a beach resort. The country's interior minister says the dead include 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and 3 gunmen. 33 people were wounded in the incident. This is VOA News. Turkish officials say 2 rebels, a man and a woman, were the attackers in the suicide car bombing Sunday in Ankara that killed 35 people. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu says officials have detained 11 suspects accused of being directly linked to the bombing. He says evidence points to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party as being behind the attack. U.S. political surveys show 2 presidential frontrunners, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton, are poised to move even closer Tuesday to winning their party's presidential nominations. Voters are heading to the polls for nominating contests in 5 U.S. states. Clinton has a commanding lead in the race to secure the Democratic presidential nomination over her lone challenger, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Polling shows Clinton with big leads among Democratic voters over Sanders in Florida and North Carolina, with closer contests possible in Illinois, Ohio, and Missouri. 2 new polls Monday showed Trump with a commanding lead in the crucial state of Florida. He easily tops his nearest challenger, Florida Senator Marco Rubio. 3 Palestinians who carried out attacks in the occupied West Bank were shot and killed Monday by Israeli forces. The Israeli army says 2 assailants opened fire on pedestrians at a bus stop at the entrance of a Jewish settlement near Hebron. Israeli forces shot the attackers. 1 soldier was wounded. Another attack happened moments later when a car rammed a military vehicle at the same bus stop. Soldiers opened fire on that assailant, killing him. 2 soldiers were wounded. Brazilian police say some 3 million people across the country took to the streets Sunday demanding the ouster of President Dilma Rousseff. Protesters urged lawmakers to continue with ongoing impeachment proceedings against the president. She is embroiled in a corruption scandal and is presiding over the country's worst recession in 25 years. Residents in a Somali coastal village say suspected al-Shabaab militants have exchanged gunfire with local militias. The reports came before the communications to Garad were cut off Monday. Residents who asked not to be named for fear of reprisals told VOA militants were traveling on 3 boats that entered Garad. Authorities in the Puntland region could not be reached for comment. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she is not planning on changing her refugee policy despite heavy losses in recent state elections. On Sunday, the Nationalist Alternative for Deutschland party won representation in 3 state legislatures in what may be seen as a protest vote against Ms. Merkel's open-door policy on refugees. She described the loss as a difficult day for her Christian Democrats. She has been under growing pressure to close Germany to migrants. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.